It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yeah, it was a tough one, despite the fact that there were a couple of alternative answers. I said, name two countries that have consonyms that are nationalities of other countries. In each case, the consonants in the name of the country are the same consonants in the same order as those in the nationality of another country. I said, no extra consonants can appear in either name, and the letter Y isn't used. My intended answer was Ukraine and Korean, and the second one was Lebanon and Albanian. There are a couple of other answers, not quite as elegant, but they work. Mauritania and Mauritian, as in the people from Mauritius, and Cameroon and Comoran, which are the people from Comoros.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like it was a little tricky for you guys because there were only about 170 correct submissions. One of those was Jonathan Black of Brockport, New York. He is our puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Aisha.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, long times. I remember the postcard days.
Okay. So you've been, but have you ever won?
Yeah, I played on the air before. Yeah, with Will.
Okay, so you're not new to this. You are true to this, as they say.
Not my first rodeo.
Okay, and so what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle? I understand that you do some little puzzle making of your own.
I do write crossword puzzles. I've had a few published, none by the puzzle master, but he has, you know, he has the cream of the crop to pick from. So. But I'll keep trying.
Well, keep sending them in.
All right. So, Jonathan, I don't even really need to ask, but I got to ask. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready.
Okay. So take it away, Will.
All right, Jonathan and Aisha, I'm going to give you two words starting with the letter B. You tell me another word starting with B that can follow my two to complete compound words or familiar two-word phrases. For example, if I said black and boom, you would say box. As in black box and boom box.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, number one, start really easy with three-letter answers. Busy and bumble.
B.
Busy bee and bumblebee, right. Brown and book.
Bag.
Bag, brown bag and book bag, right. Now we're going into four-letter answers. Brass and broad.
Broad. And
the broad thing is a kind of internet connection.
Oh,
broadband.
Broadband and a brass band is right. Basket, bowling.
Ball.
Uh-huh. Baby, bada.
Boom.
That's it, bada boom. Now we're into five-letter answers. Bulletin, boogie.
Board.
You got it. Bad, blue.
Blue.
Oh, is this a singer like Bad Bunny and Blue Bunny?
Oh no, I don't. I like that blue. I like Bad Bunny. I don't know Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny, isn't that a ice cream?
Ice cream, yeah.
Ice cream.
Well, how about that? An alternative answer. I was going for Bad Blood and Blue Blood.
Oh yeah.
But
that makes
I will
sense.
Take your answer. Try this one: building and butcher.
Block.
Right now we are on to six-letter answers. Block. And Bronco.
Block and Bronco.
And Block is what you used to rent movies from.
Buster.
That's right. And your last one is seven letters. Big and Baby.
Baby. Big.
And let me ask you, do you have a younger sibling?
I have an older brother.
Uh-huh. Well, and what are you to him?
Brother.
You are his baby brother and big brother.
Big brother Michael.
It was deceptively simple.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Cool.
But you did an awesome, awesome job. How do you feel?
I feel great, yeah.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jonathan, what member station do you listen to?
WXXI in Rochester, New York.
That is Jonathan Black of Brockport, New York. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, name two well-known commercial products in five letters whose names are anagrams of each other. One product is something you probably use in your bathroom. The second is more likely to be in your refrigerator. What products are these? So again, two popular products in five letters. Their names are anagrams of each other. One is something you probably use in your bathroom, and the other is more likely to be in your refrigerator. What products are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this upcoming week is Thursday, March 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.